Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. I encourage you to go to his website, starthrower.com. Please go to the innovationswheel.com website, innovationswheel.com, to find out about his I'm sorry. What did I say? Implication. I got innovation in my mind. Thank you for correcting me. I was getting wound up here. Implicationswheel.com. Don't listen to me. Listen to Joel.
Jim, I sent you the back page ad that we ran on the Futurist.
I have it in front of me.
You have that PDF. So if you want to post that on your site, they can come. And
it will be on my homepage later this month, for sure, to let people know about it. Absolutely. Joel, look, you've been a futurist now for 35 years.
Yes.
Tell the audience what that means. Take a half a minute. Tell us what a futurist, what it means when you call yourself a futurist.
Well, a futurist is someone who looks forward rather than back. I mean, that's at the core. There are two classic kinds of futurists: content futurists, who are looking at the what of the future, and process futurists, who are looking at how to think about the what. I'm a process futurist. I have been most interested in how to think about the future, not specifically what the future will bring. Mm-hmm. You think about my paradigm work, it was how to think about the world mm-hmm. in a different way. My vision work was how to come up with a vision, not the vision, but how to come up with a vision. The implications wheel is how to think about long-term.
I would think the process futurist would be wrong fewer times than the content futurist would be.
Well, actually, I never had to deal with right or wrong.
That's my point. That's my point.
Here's the tool for you to use in your own future rather than to ask me what the future is going to be. Yeah.
Well, the reason I wanted you to give us that definition, thank you for that, is because I've been trying to get my audience to focus on they have to do two things as a business owner. They have to manage their business, but they also have to be the executive in their business. And managers manage. Executives think. Executives are the ones who are supposed to be having the vision of where the company is going. Yeah. And so I'd like to get you to help us be, each one of us, be a little bit of a futurist for our own business so we can get our heads a little bit out of the trenches. What do you think?
Yeah. In fact, this could be a continuing theme over the next couple of months.
I agree. So if you had a little brother who was struggling in business, and it was because he was doing more managing than visioning, more management than executive, what would you tell him? What would be the first thing you'd have him do to think about being a futurist?
There are a couple of things. Let me add to your definition, by the way, about management and leadership. I say managers manage within the paradigm. You give a manager a paradigm, they optimize it, and that's why they're so valuable.
Right.
Leaders lead between paradigms. If you're the leader of your company, if you're the CEO of your company, even though you may be doing management things because your company is small, you have to do the leadership things. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things I say to my CEO, the C-class people that I work with, is this: one of the simplest things to do is to read outside your industry. And so what I'm going to do, Jim, I'm going to send you a list of my top 10 publications that give me very early alerts to various mm-hmm. things, both management stuff, but technology and other kinds of change. Because if your audience even just picked two of those magazines to read, in fact, I'll give you the two that I think are probably the two most valuable on my list. If you said, Joel, you can only read two of the 45 that I get a month, it would be number one, New Scientist, which comes out of England, by the way. Not an American publication, it's an mm-hmm. English publication, so you get a more global perspective. And mm-hmm. number two, The Economist.
Right, that's a good magazine.
So those two magazines, if they did nothing else but start reading those on a regular basis.
I'm gonna throw in another one that's real easy, and that's the Wall Street Journal.
Yep, Wall Street Journal's good. Now, that's a daily. See, and what I'm looking for is not to obligate them to too much reading. But I agree.
You have to learn how to read the Wall Street Journal. Well, the thing – I like what you said just now about leaders, executives manage between the paradigms. Folks, every organization is moving from one paradigm to the next one, right? You're always – the marketplace is doing that, whether you're staying up with it or not. And so you've got to make sure that somebody is thinking about, okay, I know the paradigm I'm in. I'm comfortable. I've been successful, as you taught us, Joel. I've learned how to be successful in our paradigm. But who's going to transition us from this paradigm to the next one?
Yeah.
That's what the futurist does, right?
Well, and that's what the great leaders do, really.
Yeah.
I can help folks, them, but it's a leadership issue.
Think about that, folks. I want you to do that. Joel and I are going to continue this theme in the future because I want him to help us. I want him to help you become the futurist for your company. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure.
Check it out, folks, when you get a chance. ImplicationsWheel.com. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.